GNR Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you are tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, I've told everybody before that when I choose a topic for my show on a Saturday, I'm usually listening for that God message, the one that says this is what you're supposed to do your show on. And I kind of listen for what my clients are going through. I listen to what friends and family say. And I really felt inspired and moved to do an unusual show today because I see it a lot in my office. And that is the issue of bladder problems. I know you're probably laughing, and some of you are going, all right, I'm out of here. But if it isn't you, it might be your spouse or your elderly parent or your 24-year-old daughter that just had a baby. The bladder problems that happen in this world are intense, and they affect so many people. And the reason I wanted to do the show on it today is because my experience in my office is that people don't talk about it, and they don't get help, and they suffer in silence and embarrassment. So just so you know the figures, that there are about 13 million people in the United States right now suffering with bladder issues. About 85% of those are women, but that means there's 3 to 4 million men who have bladder issues, and they don't want to talk about it. Many women under 40 have bladder problems. 1 in 4 women over 40. About 40% of all women over 60, 50% of people, men or women, in nursing homes have bladder issues, and 50% of all women who have born children with vaginal births have bladder problems. So it's an issue dear to my heart, because after I birthed my second daughter, it left me with a prolapsed bladder and nerve damage that created a lot of heartache and hardship. And I suffered with it for years without saying a word to anybody. I didn't even want to mention it to my gynecologist or in a yearly exam. It was embarrassing to me, very embarrassing. And through a weird thing that happened, and a nurse said to me, "How long have you suffered with that?" I just looked at her and she goes, "You need to tell your doctor, you need to go get help." And it changed my life to get help for the bladder issues that I had from the bladder damage from childbirth. So I want to talk about this, and if you get nothing else from this show, it is reach out for help. Start with your general practitioner. They will deal with it all the time. Talk to your OBGYN. Go see a urologist. There are many female urologists if you're embarrassed to go see a male urologist. And men, you can go to a male or female, depending on whatever you're most comfortable with. But realize that these practitioners, these medical people, deal with this all the time, and they aren't embarrassed. We're just embarrassed. But getting help is huge. So in this first part of the show, I want to talk to you about the type of bladder problems that are happening. And then I've got a special guest coming on in the second part of the show who is going to share her incredible journey with a very difficult bladder issue. So bladder issues tend to fall into two basic areas, issues of control and issues of pain. Okay? So issues of control, overactive bladder, needing to go to the bathroom more than 8 times a day, more than 2 times at night. And most women who've had a baby go, "Yeah, 8 times a day, that's nothing, honey." We know that. Urgency with bladder issues is I have to go right now. And when I say right now, I mean right now. You can barely make it to the bathroom. That's called urge incontinence. And then there's issues with stress incontinence. Most women past 40 laugh about this, and no, anybody that's had a baby knows this. If you laugh, if you sneeze, if you cough, if you get up out of a chair, all of a sudden you'll leak a little bit. And that's called stress incontinence. What happens is the muscles of the pelvic floor, which are included around the bladder's opening, become weak, and they can't staunch the flow of urine. So bladder spasms, leakage, your bladder letting go, just letting go all the way, that's issues of control. Then there's issues of pain. Issues of pain are usually urinary tract infections called UTIs. They can be bladder cancer. They can be what's called interstitial cystitis. And you're going to learn more about IC, interstitial cystitis, in the next segment of the show. But there's diagnostic tools for pain. There's a good doctor will take a complete history of what you do and how many times you go to the bathroom, how many times you urinate. You know, those are the things that a good doctor is going to find out. They'll take a urine sample. They'll do an ultrasound. Sometimes they'll do what's called a cystoscopy, which is a thin scope that's put up the urethra to check the inside lining of the bladder and look for any kind of growths or any kind of inflammation. Sometimes MRIs are checking the urine for cancerous cells. These are all things that they can do to diagnose pain. So whether you've got issues of control or issues of pain, then what you need to do is talk to your doctor. You need to speak up. Stop suffering in silence. You know, when you look at all the commercials on TV that are about bladder control products, you know, Depends and these pads and those things and all of that, they don't tell you what diagnostic things happen. They don't tell you that you can get help. They're just trying to sell their products. But the reason there are tons of those on TV is because this is a huge problem for people. So, again, if you get nothing out of this show, then what I want you to get is that reaching out for help can change your life. All right, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I have a special guest that's going to talk to us and take you through her bladder journey, which is powerful and profound. We'll be back in just a minute.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, Dr. Patty, and you're listening to the beautiful Native American flute music of Randy McGinnis, Native American flute artist, won numerous awards, Native American Flutist of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award. He's played all over the world. He's played on the stage with the Prague Symphony, on stage with Knoxville Symphony. He's an amazing flutist. He has 6 CDs, and you can go to his website, randymcginnis.com, and check out his music. We deeply appreciate you, Randy, for letting us use your gorgeous music on Therapy in a Nutshell. Okay, now we're going to talk to a really important person that I have known for 25 years, and she's an amazing healer. She has been an Ayurvedic practitioner for 16 years. She has a business called Artful Living and Ayurvedic Healthcare. Her name is Nayla Bixby, and she's an amazing lady who has just done an incredible job healing others. But the story she wants to talk to us about today is her incredible journey through interstitial cystitis, having it, talking to you about it, and she's going to go into how she helped heal her own IC. Nayla, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us on Therapy in a Nutshell and being willing to so candidly share your interstitial cystitis. Let's call it IC. It's so hard to say with all the S's. Your journey with IC has been profound. So I'm going to give you the floor here and let you just kind of go into, share with our listeners what IC is and how it affected you and what your journey was like. So take it away, Nayla.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. What an honor to be able to speak with you and to this amazing community. It's so, this is a journey. So interstitial cystitis, for you, it's hard to say, and for me, it's hard to spell. It gets tricky.
Yeah.
And so I think I dealt with that for 50, and I was working in the operating room, and that is a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a price to pay for running on cortisol. And I think IC was my demonstration of how that took a toll on my body. So it appeared as frequency and urgency. For me, at the beginning, I thought I had a bladder infection, and so I just, you know, drank the cranberry juice and all that stuff, and it didn't go away. And finally, I had to go to a doctor, and I just got antibiotics. Actually, I worked with a lot of doctors, and I didn't have to go to a doctor. They just gave me some a nice prescription.
Right.
And then it didn't go away. And so I'm very stoic, and I kept it a secret. I didn't talk about it anymore. I just peed a lot, and and it was very inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. Especially being stuck in the operating room for hours at a time.
Yes, and actually this disease knocked me out of that career that I loved. I loved it. But the pain got so intense that I was scrubbing out. I would just scrub in, start setting up the surgery site, and I would have to leave again.
Right.
So you can't do that, and I left.
Hey, Nayla, let's take a second here. I didn't really clearly state what IC was, and I want to go over a couple of things, and then I want you to tell more about it if we can. The main symptom of IC is pain. It's a chronic condition. It's more common in women, but men can get it. It's basically an inflamed and irritated bladder. I remember, gosh, must have been 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you explained to me that it was like the lining of your bladder was raw hamburger and that urine was like pouring acid on that skin. And the pain was excruciating, debilitating, take you to your knees, screaming in pain, and that inflammation can stiffen the bladder lining so that the bladder doesn't expand. It holds less urine. You pee more frequently, and often urinating is extremely painful just for drops of urine to fall into your bladder from your kidneys. Now, I'm explaining that well?
You got it. You remembered.
Yeah, I remember. And I've had, over the years, I've probably had close to 10 of my own clients that have IC. The urologist in town started to know that I knew what IC was and would help with the emotional component of it. So I know some about it from that angle. But I just wanted to make sure our listeners knew exactly what IC was, especially if they have it. I want them to go, oh, my gosh, that's me. Okay, so keep going with your story, okay. Nayla.
So that's true. That bladder wall becomes, and for some reason, that it doesn't expand. So it cracks, and then that space between the bladder wall and the lining of the bladder, that little webby space, it kind of reminds me of that space between the hemispheres of our brain.
Oh.
So it's like spider webs. And that becomes, and it has a vascular, it's vascular. So that became inflamed and hemorrhagic. And so this was the pain. The urine would, I guess that was the pain. Anyway, it was excruciating, and it did feel like battery acid dropping on your skin. And so when I had got that sensation, I had to respond. But when I went to respond, my IC ended up with bladder spasms. I had the spasms going on in my urethra, and I couldn't pee. And that is so excruciatingly painful that I would leave the operating room bent over because I was in so much pain I couldn't stand up straight.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go in to relieve yourself, and you can't pee, and you can't push because that's counterproductive, but that's what you feel like you need to do. This would take me sometimes 20 minutes to pee. And one time, so my urologist asked me to keep track of how many times I peed during one day, including the night. And that, I stopped at 40 times in
wow.
that 24-hour period.
That's life debilitating.
Yes, it was taking my life away. And then it diversified. It had started affecting other parts of my body. I have pelvic floor spasms. Now, if you've never heard of that, that's a good thing. Because it's a terrible thing to have.
They're horribly painful, yes.
Yeah. So then it turns to nerve pain that went from my vulva to the bottom of my foot in a nanosecond. And I never knew when it was going to happen. And I was a youngster also. And that would happen when I was teaching. And there would be this involuntary yelp because it was like an electrical shock.
Yeah, like getting touched with a cattle prod.
Yes, exactly. And then I had, it diversified some more, and I ended up getting irritable bowel syndrome. So food in, food out, can't pee, nerve pain. And I was still working because that's what I do. And I didn't want to be taken out of life. And my life was, I was in so much that what drew me to reach out for alternative medicine help. It was like my last leg was. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I know that you went the whole Western medicine route. You did medication. You did all sorts of stuff, working with every doctor you could find. And then at some point, you said, "I have to do something different because this is not working. It's basically just masking the pain, trying to control it, but my life is still messed up from horrible, horrible pain." So I remember when you began to study Ayurvedic medicine and you were looking for healing that was actually thorough and healing that would help change the life of this incredible IC pain. So take it from there. I remember that about you.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2000, I went out on disability. And in 2003, I decided to go to the California College of Ayurveda and finish my yogic training, studying Ayurvedic medicine to heal myself. And so I graduated in 2005. I went through that whole and a six-month internship. And I still had it. I was still, you know, that Ayurveda is not emergency medical treatment. It's a long road home. But I was after the root cause of disease, treating the root cause and not all these symptoms. I mean, the gastroenterologist couldn't treat me because it would mess up the medication for my bladder. So that wasn't working. Went to Ayurveda. And I ended up going to the Maharishi it's like the university, and I did 2 weeks of treatment. I put myself, it's like putting yourself in a hospital, and they did this, what Ayurveda calls panchakarma, and that cost me $10,000.
Wow.
And I sold my vehicle because I wasn't working. I sold the van to be able to do that, to pay for that. And I left there after 2 weeks, still crying, but it had started. And the Vaidya would feed me every 2 days. The Vaidya is the Ayurvedic physician.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept telling me, Naila, you have to get out of your head. And I'm like, you have to stop giving me that stuff and make me pee because it hurts. I couldn't. So it was a long process.
Well, you know, you're introducing a really important component that you have shared with me before. You had the physical part of IC, the really incredibly messed up, painful bladder that needed to be healed. You had the history of being an adrenaline junkie and cortisone and all the stress life that you live that probably was some of the foundation for your IC. But mm-hmm. what Ayurvedic medicine introduced to you on an even more profound basis is that some of what happens with incredible, intense, chronic pain and these issues where your body attacks itself
mm-hmm.
are what happens in your own head, your own emotions, your own belief in the pain, your own attachment to the problem. And the Ayurvedic doctor kept saying to you, Naila, you have to get out of your head. And you told me in the beginning, you're like, what? Stop it. Just touch my bladder, damn it.
Talk about pissed off. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm really mad. Now fix my bladder. And he was trying to get you to look at that internal process that was part of the whole problem.
Right.
Now, and
right.
In all defense of Western medicine at times, I mean, I married the two many times, but Western medicine docs will say, look, part of this problem is your emotions, your messed up marriage, your anger, your trauma from when you were a child, your, you know, how many sexual molest victims and rape victims end up with IC? It is not unusual.
Exactly.
Pelvic floor trauma of whatever type can often end up in inflammation, pain, and problems in the bladder, the urethra, the vaginal walls, the uterus. I mean, it is not unusual for pelvic trauma to become pelvic medical conditions. And IC is,
right.
is one of those. So your Ayurvedic doctor is saying, Naila, you've got to get out of your head. And I love it that in the beginning you're like, what? And tell our listeners kind of where you went with that, because I think it's really important. How did you end up working on that part?
So as I left there and I went to my brother's place in Sedia for 6 weeks, continuing the process. And what I got was that I had to change my mind. You know, he said, you know, get out of your head. Well, mindfulness. Everybody's talking about mindfulness. I'm a yoga teacher, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't, you know, I was super mad at myself for not being able to handle this. So I started reading books about people who survived, who turned the tables around. And this one that caught my attention said, change everything about you. Change your hair, change your clothes, change your mind. Don't talk. I went and I announced to my family and my students, my yoga students, and my people that love me, you cannot ask me about this anymore. I'm changing my mind. I don't have it. And I told myself, look it, I can eat anything I want. I'm going to go back to eating like a normal person. I'm going to drink coffee. I'm going to drink wine with my friends. And I may have pain, but it's going to stop. And that was the beginning of the end.
Hold that thought right there. That was the beginning of the end, because we need to go to break. And when we come back, I want you to continue. So if you can hang with me while we have a few commercials here at the radio station. When we come back, I want you to go forward from that was the beginning of the end and take us through that part of the journey, because it's super cool. So we'll be back in just a minute after the break. And Naila, you just hang tight.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? You all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Democracy Prep Charter School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being sued by a senior for violating his First and 14th Amendment rights. You see, William Clark was directed to unlearn his Judeo-Christian values or suffer failing grades and no graduation.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, and my special guest with us is Nayla Bixby. Nayla has been an Ayurvedic health care practitioner for 16 years, and she has artful living and Ayurvedic health care. And she's going to talk to you about the beginning of the end of her interstitial cystitis. So, Nayla, you're still there with us. So take it away. You said as we ended the second section of the show, this was the beginning of the end. So take it away. Go for it.
Okay. So that's when I changed my mind. I changed my mind about how I was going to handle this. And the beginning of the end.
You were saying that you wanted to stop being sick. You wanted to stop eating and acting and believing that you were IC. You were interstitial cystitis.
Right. You know, Patty, one of the most important things that you did for me, you asked me, who would you be without this bladder thing?
Cool.
And I took it to heart. I sat there with you, and I melted. It crushed me because I realized I had identified with this disease,
mm-hmm.
and I was living my life accordingly. And when I turned my back on it and decided to be the creator of my own life, it took a lot of guts, and I did it. And that's what I'm trying to help people with, to take control of their life and to create their own healing. So in this day and age, Ayurveda is, sadly, it's hard to translate into our lifestyle. So fortunately, we have new ways to control. It's hard for me to articulate this right now.
Let me share with you what you shared with me that was so articulate. When
okay.
you said, in Ayurvedic medicine, we're trying to activate healing. You said we want it to be natural. We want it to be balanced. We want to go back to your original balance before the disease, before the thing that you're struggling with health-wise. And in Ayurvedic medicine, you said we're trying to find that balance in your body. So instead of just covering up symptoms, you're trying to right what's imbalanced in the body and bring it back to health, to that original balance of health. Now, that's how you explained it to me. Does that, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, I guess I communicated that good.
That, you did that beautifully when we talked.
That helps me to come back to what I want to say. So in that process, I took the goals of Ayurveda, and the goals that I know is scientifically proven to reduce oxidative stress in your cells. That's inflammation, the free radical damage in your cells by 40%. But that's a laborious thing to do through Ayurveda. Remember, it cost me $10,000 and
right.
A long time after that. So I took these goals. That was the number one. It's scientifically proven was number two. And also, it had to be natural, and it had to be accessible to everyone. This is a problem with Ayurveda. It's not accessible to everyone because of the translation of it. It's so foreign.
Mm-hmm.
So that has actually come my way. And that's been about, I set this intention 4 years ago, how to get this to people so that it is accessible, so people can reduce this oxidative stress. And that's what I have discovered. It came to me. I set that intention just like I turned my back on that disease and decided to let my body heal itself. That's what I'm sharing with people.
You know, you're talking about making Ayurvedic medicine user-friendly.
Yes.
And when you use the words Ayurvedic meets 2021, I just resonated with that. I thought, that's cool, because so many people hear the word Ayurvedic and they have no idea what it means, for starters, and then some people start thinking ashrams and foreign stuff and all this.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about making this holistic, balancing approach of medicine that takes the whole person in mind and tries to get you back to your original state of health, you're talking about making Ayurvedic medicine user-friendly.
Thank you, Patty. That is exactly right. And that is my mission. So I am really called to speak to my peers and tell them about this. And not, we're not slaying the sacred cow. We're actually making this accessible to the average person. It's affordable. It's easy. It fits into our lifestyle. Everyone can do it. You have time for it. You want it.
Yes, because people want to heal, but they're often afraid of what's offered for healing. They're afraid of the medications that Western medicine doctors often want them to take and the side effects. But and also, people are pretty smart. They know that often medicine given to us for things is to cover up symptoms.
Yes.
It doesn't heal the underlying cause. I remember once when a really cool acupuncturist, Linda Reagan, said to me, in Chinese medicine, we will call diabetes long before Western medicine ever calls it diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we start treating the body imbalance long before it's a disease. And,
right.
And now, is that the same for Ayurvedic medicine, that you are treating the body imbalance long before there's interstitial cystitis, long before there's lupus or fibromyalgia or whatever?
Yes. So Ayurveda, so when I was sitting there with the Vaidya and I told him I had interstitial cystitis, he looked at me like, okay, we don't treat that. For the root cause of disease, that's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, as a practitioner, that's exactly what I would tell people. I'm interested in what's going on with them. Yes. And they need to be heard. But we're going to go for the root cause of disease before it diversifies and shows up and gets a name. And when you get a name, then for the disease that you've got, it's your heart attack or your IC or your IBS.
Yes.
Give that up. So
what you're talking about is, as soon as you get a name for it and you own it as my IC, my bladder problems, then you are attaching to it And you don't want to let it go because it's mine. Mine, mine, mine.
And you may not, you know, you may not believe that, but your brain does.
Yeah, you may not consciously think that. I'm really struck, Nayla, by the correlation between what you're talking about and with the therapeutic process. Really good therapists, and this is what I try to do, and it's what I try to teach my interns, really good therapists go for the core issues. They don't want to talk about just the rape or just the molest or just the victimization or just your divorce or the affair recovery. They want to talk about the underlying core issues and the cause. And if you heal the underlying core issues, you heal the person. And that's what you're talking about, the underlying body core issues of imbalance, and you want to heal them to fix the IC.
So, Patty, what I know is that I have known that I need to speak about this. This is why, and I couldn't speak about it because I couldn't find the happy ending. You know, the happy ending for me is I don't have this anymore. That's pretty freaking incredible. But I was thinking, how can I have a happy note here for people? And the happy note is that about having IC for me, I see that it has helped me heal my entire life because it's brought up everything that I had tucked away in my subconscious. It's out.
Yes.
It's out.
You're naked in the world, Nayla. Sorry, but you're naked.
I love it. I'm brand new.
You're brand new.
Yes, and I love being brand new at this age. I still have time to have a new experience.
Can you share with our listeners how old you are?
Oh, okay. I'm 71. I can't believe it.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm 71 years old. Yeah. And my son and I went to Thailand a couple years ago, and everybody thought I was his wife.
Oh. That's like getting carded when you're 40. I love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That, you know, you're talking about your journey from being super adrenaline junkie, operating room nurse extraordinaire, working, stress, and you were angry, and you were, and then you ended up with bladder issues, then you denied them and hid them and fought them and didn't want to own them because you felt like you were a weenie if you did. And then it progressed until it became interstitial cystitis and debilitating, disabling, took you out of your work, left you in severe pain. I remember the time you told me that you sat in the bathroom for about 8 hours screaming in pain because of your bladder pain. You said it was like a knife in my abdomen.
So
you went from that kind of debilitating, horrid pain to saying, I can't live like this, and I don't want to die, so I want to heal myself. And then you started on this journey to heal yourself. You ended up as an Ayurvedic practitioner to heal yourself, and you did. And now you're working toward healing others, not just of IC, but of other core imbalance body problems that they need to address.
Yes.
Now, did I just sum up your life in a nutshell?
Yeah, you did an awesome job. That's great. But, you know, one thing I want you to add is that with Ayurveda, you do not have to wait till you're sick. Don't wait till you've got to say, oh, well, I don't have anything that bad. I don't need to go see that. No, Ayurveda is a lifestyle of longevity.
Yes, and of balance.
So, you know, let's get a leg up on it. Do it when you're young so that when you don't have, this is about longevity.
Yes, it's about vibrancy and health.
Right.
Now, before we're done here, Nayla, I want to make sure people know how to contact you. Your name is Nayla Bixby, B-Y-X-B-E, and you have Artful Living. And you're doing Ayurvedic Meets 2021. Can I give you your business phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Write this down, people. It's 530-781-4492. 530-781-4492. Nayla can do phone consultations. You can work with her through telehealth. there's ways that you can see her even though she lives in Oregon. Okay. You also, is there a place they can go on your Facebook page? How do they get you on your Facebook page?
Well, they can friend me on Facebook. It's Nayla Bixby. And it's just generic, so my people are working on the Artful Living Facebook page. And okay. So, you know, just message me on that.
Okay.
And we can figure out how to connect. And I love doing Zooms so that we can see, or FaceTime, mm-hmm. so that we can see each other. And really, because there's so much that's so important. You know, hearing the voice and the words, it's good. But seeing each other is wonderful.
That's awesome. Well, Nayla, I want to thank you so much for taking your valuable time to be with us here today to talk about interstitial cystitis and your journey back into health. It's a beautiful story, and you're just a wonderful, beautiful woman, and I am honored to know you.
Thank you, Patty. I love you so much.
I love you too, Nayla. Well, you take care, and we will be talking soon. And everybody listening, when we come back for the last segment of the show, I'm going to reiterate how you get a hold of Nayla and how you find help. We'll be back in a minute.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, Dr. Patty, and we're talking about bladder issues. And I want to thank again Nayla Bixby, Ayurvedic practitioner, for coming on the show and sharing her own personal journey about interstitial cystitis and her path toward healing. It was just a beautiful story. So thanks, Nayla. It was awesome of you to be on. And at the end of this section, I'll give you her contact information again. So just to recap what we've talked about so that you know, and you can give this to this. This will be on my podcast later on Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, anything that has a podcast. It's all free. You can listen to it. You can pass this on to anyone that you know is struggling with bladder issues. So let's look at the issues of bladder problems as issues of control or issues of pain. Issues of control can be overactive bladder, urge incontinency, where it's urgent and you've got to go right now and you don't have any time to wait, and stress incontinence, which is where you're okay about not peeing on yourself unless you cough or laugh or anything like that. That's that stress incontinence where the muscles of the pelvic floor aren't tight enough, so when there's any kind of stress on them, it relaxes and there's some leakage. Those are issues of control. Those are super fixable, you guys. There are medications that will help with that, and you can diagnose what's wrong with it. Sometimes it's things that you can heal and not have to be on medications. Sometimes you just need to have some help. Then there's issues of pain. There's UTIs, urinary tract infections, bladder cancer, which can be treated if you catch it early, and interstitial cystitis, IC. And that's what we were talking to Nayla about. Interstitial cystitis is a chronic condition of the bladder where there's inflammation and irritation. There's extreme pain. And I'm talking about stabbing, debilitating, can't walk, can't move pain. The bladder lining begins to stiffen and won't stretch anymore, so capacity for the bladder becomes very much reduced, and that creates its own set of problems. So interstitial cystitis forever has been thought to be a chronic condition that can only be managed. And it has historically been managed by no caffeine, no alcohol. You have to be very careful what you eat, no chocolate. I remember clients of mine will say, I just can't have tomatoes. If I have tomatoes, my IC goes crazy. Or broccoli or anything citrus. So anything acidic often will set it off. Treatment in the past for IC has been almost like a cauterization type thing of the bladder lining to try and reduce the inflammation. There's been DSMO treatments where this DSMO treatment is put up into the bladder and kept in there for 15 minutes and then allowed to be released from the bladder. But DSMO doesn't heal it. It's only a temporary solution, and it comes with its own extreme side effects. Like, for example, the person who's had a DSMO treatment, it reeks. I mean, you walk into the room and people are like, what is that smell? Like something died and it's not good. So DSMO comes with its own set of difficulties. We have gone further with that now. With what Nayla has been talking to you about, with Ayurvedic treatment and some holistic things that can help you regain the balance in your system that has created this horrendous environment in your bladder where you have been putting your stress and have created some damage in your body, you can begin to right that and search for the balance that you had before you were ill. So there is help for bladder conditions, and that's the main purpose of this show today. I know so many people who suffer in silence. They're super embarrassed. There are women that basically pee themselves every single day. They go through bladder pads. They have incontinence, things that they do, and they don't tell anyone what they're suffering with. They're just embarrassed, and they feel like they are subjected to this for the rest of their life because it just is, and there's no help. And even if they know there's help, they're really embarrassed to talk about it. You know, let's go back to when that started. When we were little tiny kids, and we would get in trouble for wetting our pants or wetting the bed. How many of you out there were punished severely if you wet the bed or shamed horribly? So issues around bowel and bladder control can be extremely difficult for people on an unconscious preverbal level. You can't even sometimes say why it's so horrific for you to talk about or think about or ask for help from your doctor. What I'm encouraging you to do is look at those emotional issues and overcome that hesitancy. Take a deep breath, turn red, say to your doctor, this is really hard for me to talk about, but I need to tell you I have bladder issues. I have urge incontinency and I have stress incontinence and I need help. I guarantee you your doctor will have heard it 1,000 times. And I guarantee you that if you've got a decent doctor, they will help you. And the really important thing is there is holistic help that can help right the imbalance in your body and begin to fix the underlying problem so that maybe you don't need medication forever. Maybe you don't need medication at all. So get a pen and paper, and I want you to write down these few things, okay? Issues of control with the bladder, urgency and stress incontinence, and overactive bladder. Those are things that you talk to your doctor about. Issues of pain. I want you to know that a urinary tract infection, if ignored, can go septic and can kill you. A urinary tract infection is treatable, but you have to get help. If you let it go septic, it can and will take you out. So you've got to treat a UTI, urinary tract infection. Bladder cancer, if caught early, is treatable. If you wait until it breaks through the bladder and metastasizes to other areas of the body, bladder cancer can take you out. If you get it early because you reached out for help, you can save your life. Okay? Interstitial cystitis. Painful, horrid, difficult to deal with. Don't be silent about it any longer. All right? Now, if you want to get a consultation with Nayla, she's available for telehealth. You can IM her on Facebook and ask her what it would cost to get a consultation. She'll ask you a few questions. She'll give you a little bit of help there on Facebook and decide if she's the right person for you to see. Or maybe even help you get to somebody that she might know in your area. But her name is Nayla Bixby, B-Y-X-B-E. And her Facebook is under that name, Nayla Bixby. And you can IM her, she said, on her Facebook. She's developing her website called Artful Living. And she is an Ayurvedic healthcare practitioner of 16 years. Ayurvedic is spelled A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-I-C. It's hard to say, but it's easier to spell. Okay, so she's talking about activation healing to activate your own original body balance to help heal your bladder issues, help heal IC. And she's also really good at healing some of those other type of autoimmune disorders like lupus and fibromyalgia and those things that where the body's attacking itself, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, all of that stuff. So reach out to Nayla to get more information or to see if she's a person that you should be working with. Her business phone number again is 530-781-4492. So a couple of other things I want to refer you to for help. Many people that have bladder issues have a lot of anxiety. It's embarrassing. They hide it. They push it under. They tend to have lower self-esteem. They avoid situations. Like when I had my bladder issues before I got treatment, I knew where every single bathroom was in town. I couldn't walk the river trail because I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it through a grocery store. So I knew where every bathroom was in the mall, in the grocery stores, everywhere I went. I had to know where the bathroom was. And that stopped when I got treatment. So you find yourself being anxious and worried and embarrassed and trying to control this and manage this, and it's really difficult. So my podcast on anxiety, anticipatory anxiety, feeling broken, those are all podcasts that will help you. Unhappiness, the call to consciousness, is another one that might help you, because suffering with bladder and bowel issues either will create tremendous self-esteem issues, embarrassment, hiding, staying away from people, and it ruins your life. So the whole purpose of this show is to address the issue that's bugging you and get your life back. Like Nayla said, when I asked her, who would you be without interstitial cystitis? What would your life be like? That's what I'm asking you. If you treated your bladder issues, if you got help for these underlying medical problems that are embarrassing and you don't want to talk about and you just suffer with, what would your life be like if you let them heal? If you got the help that you needed? I appreciate you tuning in today. This has probably been a difficult show for those of you who struggle with it. Please pass it on to anybody you know that struggles with bladder issues and doesn't want to talk about it. And you'll know who that person is because they're constantly saying, ah, I got to pee. And they're looking for a bathroom. Pass on this show. Maybe they need help. So this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you've been tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell, where I just want to help heal the world 1 hour at a time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.